Stand like the kahikatea, stand against the storm. Together, united, we will survive. The kahikatea tree has a shallow root system beneath the ground, of which the roots form an intertwining mesh that provides the support to the tree to grow to great heights. This is how it stands. It is the intertwining of all women within the women's movement, feminist movement, that is the heart of my talk today, and a coming together of all of us to provide the support for this movement, to allow this tree, the source of power, strength and life, to grow to great heights.
E tu kahikatea, hei whakapai ngā ururoa, awhi mai awhi atu, tātou tātou e, tātou tātou e.
Kia rana koutou katoa toa and warm greetings from the Pacific to you all. I am from the Cook Islands, which is, for those of you who don't know, a small group of islands in the middle of the South Pacific. Okay. As an indigenous woman from the Pacific, I would first like to acknowledge the peoples of the First Nation of this land. I thank the AWID organisers for giving me the opportunity to share my experiences with you and also for your attention. I must say that as a Pacific Islander, a woman, I feel honoured and privileged to be one of the 3% that's representing the Pacific. The verse that I've just shared with you was a song by a New Zealand Aotearoa Māori artist, musician and composer, and I thought that it would be appropriate for my discussion today. I've been reflecting on my work within both the Asia and Pacific region, with the organisations and the movements and the events and experiences I have been privileged to be part of. This has prompted me to voice some of the problems that we have experienced in our communities that have been a source of controversy. And with the focus today including strong and clear leadership and open communications, we can take this opportunity to transform the dynamics of our organisations and deal with changes that are part of our dynamic culture. I think participating in these panels of discussion is an opportunity to make decisive changes and create solutions for us to work and adopt. And this raises issues that are close to my heart, so I'm actually going to share some of my personal experiences. This is an opportunity also to engage with women from different walks of life and to value their contributions. I want to talk about conflict resolution and good communication skills. It should be something that all members of our organisations become familiar with and practice on a daily basis, for it is these skills that will assist us to move forward together and to work in a powerful manner together to achieve our common goals. We learn conflict resolutions from the time we can communicate with our siblings, when we fight with them, when we negotiate with our teenage children, when we make up with our partners and spouses. These are part of our everyday life. As we share the values of sisterhood and solidarity, I would like to share with you this quote by Audre Lorde. When we speak, we are afraid words will not be heard or welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it's better to speak. Well, I can stand here today and say that I have survived my experiences in my community, working with the organisations, which are very similar to a lot of the organisations that you work with. I have survived my experiences, good and not so good, And in the process, I hope that I've learnt things and I've made a contribution to the organisations that I've worked with that will make it a better place for others to work in the future. Now, within my network, can we just show the next map? Sorry, is there another? Can we see the bigger map? The APWRD network, it spans 23 countries with approximately 150 members, spread throughout Central Asia, East Asia, Southeast Asia and South Asia, and in the Pacific through the three sub-regions, Melanesia, Polynesia and Micronesia. The organisation is dynamic and, like the life cycle, ever-changing. It's multi-generational, diverse membership with different political, socio-economic, cultural backgrounds, experiences, ideologies, life paths, education opportunities. Now, the challenge for us as leaders of our organisations, how do we bring all these people and that together? It's not easy. I came into an organisation that was in crisis, financial, and it was fragmented. And, you know, the comment that I got was, what is a white woman coming in here and running a, talking about Asia-Pacific issues? My nose is too pointy. I'm the wrong colour. But I am a Cook Islander, and I, my Pacific Island sisters and that have asked me to stand up and share a lot of the commonalities that we have. Every organisation comes into a crisis at different stages. There are tensions, there are unresolved disputes. How do we address them if they're deeply ingrained? They have resulted in divisions within our organisations and within our movements. Some of them may never be resolved, but we must still work towards finding workable solutions. And I'd just like at this time to acknowledge, commend and celebrate the strong women in our movement, the trailblazers, those women from the past, the present, and those who are going to lead us into the future. Our movement is based on personalities, our relationship with other women, our commonalities and our differences. Hierarchies are built around personalities. We work within hierarchical structures to ensure accountability, transparency and efficiency. But these structures can also be counterproductive and create a power imbalance. Now we need to address the hierarchy of personalities. These small cliques within our organisation who make the decisions. How many times have we heard? We've got 150 members in our network. Only 5 members respond to an issue. Is that reflective of the whole 150, you know, voices? Can we really say we're representing the voices of the organisation? Who made the decision? Who did we consult? Why is it the same people that are attending all the meetings? It's always the same faces. We want to see new faces. We want to hear new voices. We have seen how women have internalised sexist values, judging other women in patriarchal ways. I've attended meetings in the Pacific when women nudge each other, roll their eyes. There she goes again. And in Asia, I've experienced the invisible walls of exclusion and silence, where women are not saying what they mean. Remember the words of Desmond Tutu. If we recognise our own self-worth, we will respect the worth of others and have reverence of life. We are facing new challenges and opportunities today with increasing militarisation, fundamentalisms, globalisation, the current financial crisis, and the lack of accountability and character by so many people who are in power or in control. There is a more pressing need today for transparency, for sharing of ideas and goals, and an organisational mentality that produces change when it is needed and accountability when it is warranted. Despite disagreements, we must continually attempt to find common ground to work together towards change and acceptable and acceptance of multiple views and ideas. We need to be more inclusive by opening up spaces for new voices, mentor, partner, empower those we speak for, including the younger generation, and encourage them to speak for themselves. It is important for the gatekeepers of knowledge to share with younger women and the less experienced in the movement the keys to the storehouse of wisdom. We are living through challenging times, and although there have been many achievements, violence against women remains a harsh reality in our families, our communities, and in our nation. We now have a definition of violence, which includes psychological abuse. In many of our countries, we've got laws, policies, regulations. They're all being reviewed to regulate and to try and address, you know, the issue. However, within our movement, we have been silent on the psychological violence and conflict that goes on within our organisations, between and among women, creating stress and affecting our mental health and well-being. One of the questions asked is, how do we address diversity in the women's movement? We should ask, how do we account for our own negative treatment of each other? We say all we think in private. Women can be real bitches, condescending and arrogant. Women hurt and humiliate one another, and gossip. Good gossip's okay. But it's the malicious and mischievous rumours that are spread that I'm talking about. We believe what we want to about an individual. Women fear other women. I've stood in front of my own board and members and told them that there were rumours abounding about me, as well as about the performance of our governance bodies, and it was an issue that needs to be addressed. How can one talk about sisterhood and solidarity when we cannot openly address our own differences? We talk about the promotion and protection of women's human rights, and yet we cannot stand up and protect the women that we sit next to and that we work with. We need to be more open and honest. Rather than talk outside of meetings, bring it into the open and appropriate spaces and venues. We should stand up and speak for those who are not present to speak for themselves. I thought that one of the fundamental principles of feminism was to defend your sisters. Ko'o, ko'o, ko'o. Me, myself, I. As agents of social change, our starting point should be ourselves and understanding our political environment, social, cultural, in which we work and behave. We cannot change another person's personality or behaviour, but we can adapt our responses. Our attitude is so much more important. Here is a quote that expresses that attitude. Treat others the way you expect to be treated, but the way they want. Treat others not the way you expect to be treated, but the way they want to be treated, with respect and dignity. I recognise when I'm confronted with a difficult decision that I don't walk alone. There are my daughters, there are my family, my friends and colleagues that I can trust and depend upon. I know that they are non-judgmental and they will provide support and guide me through the difficult times together. I have overcome many obstacles and difficulties by listening, communicating, and know that I can make a difference and I have made a difference. We talk about changes to laws, policies, and practices, the challenges, attitudinal change. Please remember that our attitude determines the outcome so often when we are at odds with the motivations we are moved by. We all have to sit back on an ongoing basis and try and be more objective about situations that we are faced with. We all walk different paths in life and bring different backgrounds and experiences to the table. One can never truly know what the other is thinking. We are all a product of a different time, different culture, different familial and different situations and different relationships. Opening our minds and trying to see the other side, no matter what we think, should always be the first step we take together when considering issues. We are all part of the intertwining mesh that provides the support for a tree to grow to great heights. And our role in that depends on our approach and our contributions to each situation. Another well-known saying from the Pacific is, "Ia te mea nui o te au, e tangata, e tangata, e tangata," which means, it's people, it's people, it's people. We are all working the same journey together. we are supporting the same tree to grow. It is time that we turn to each other in the same spirit as we turn to those we have come together to speak for, and offer the same support and strength to our sisters walking our path. I thank you for your support and teachings. I look forward to the discussions, which yesterday I went to some serious discussions and some fun ones. I had fun yesterday. I thank again, and I acknowledge the peoples of the First Nation. I thank the organisers and all the people who have brought us here. And I especially thank the APWLD network, my Pacific sisters, especially Imrana, Gina, Veri, and my daughter, for walking this journey with me. And to all of you for having the patience to listen to me.